Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to be answering some of the questions that y'all have been sending in to me. listen, I'm not getting into all of them because I got a ton of emails from you guys, most of which y'all just trying to get my kind of opinion on the Israel-Hamas thing, which I think the last episode was like 40 minutes long, y'all. Come on. And I was talking about it the entire time, but I don't think that a lot of people was catching what I was putting down. You see what I'm saying? Everybody's like, oh, well, you're usually so straightforward and blah, 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 blah. And it sounded like the whole time you were tap dancing, it took forever for you to get to the point. Blase, blase, whoopie, woo. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that. But not right now. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It's too much. It's too much going on. We're going to start off a little bit light. So I've been asked about superhero fatigue. Do I think that superhero movies are too saturated at this point? Every time you turn around, it's a superhero movie. No, I don't think that it's too saturated. I think that it's just bad writing, bad acting, bad visual effects, and we're getting sick of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that we're getting sick of superheroes. If we were sick of superheroes and comic books would have gone away in like the 70s, and it didn't. So, and you still have people that are super gung-ho on source material. So no, I don't think that we're going through any type of superhero fatigue. I just think that writers suck. Okay. And I'm not all writers. You look at Loki season 1 and 2, best piece of superhero content that we have had in a very, very long time. So I'm not, it goes to show, if you have good acting, good writing, and good visual effects, if you don't know how to do the visual effects, you can hide it doing this and doing that and whatever. Okay. Loki seasons 1 and 2, absolutely brilliant, absolutely masterful. Okay. I'm not saying that it was perfect. There were several plot holes that they didn't address. There will not be a season 3. They have ended it right then and there. That is the end of Loki's story. This particular variant Loki's story. So, it's one of those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have good people working on the show, then it'll be absolutely fantastic. Yeah, Sam Jackson, great actor, right? I don't know what the fuck he was doing on Secret Invasion. He helped write Secret Invasion. I thought it was gonna be fucking fire. It was not. You had a ton of amazing actors and actresses in that show, but the writing was absolutely awful, horrible, atrocious. That should have never seen the light of day. You see what I'm saying? Like, episode 5, season 2 of Loki, they scrapped the entire thing because they were like, nah, this isn't going to make any sense. Is the continuity around it? It's not going to make a lot of sense. People are going to hate it. So they went back to the drawing board, and it did take a little bit longer for season 2 to come out because you know what I'm saying? Like, they were going back and fixing mistakes. Secret Invasion didn't even give a shit about the mistakes. I think that's what people are getting sick of. I think that's what people are getting fatigued about, is just bad content. That's all. So no, I don't really believe in superhero fatigue. I believe in bad writing fatigue. Folks are still watching, and take yourself out of Marvel. Okay. If any of y'all got into The Flash when it was on CW, I don't give a fuck. The Flash was an all right show. That was a pretty decent show. I like The Flash. That is not bad. The Snyder Cut of Justice League, that was fire. Okay. DC has some banger movies. DC has some pretty banger movies. It's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? But when they hit, they hit. You feel me? You got other comic book genres. Walking Dead. I don't fuck with that no more, but several people do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know this is comic book related, not necessarily superhero related, but you could, I guess, consider Rick Grimes being a superhero. Because that nigga don't die, okay? He just don't die. So I don't know if that if y'all want to put that under the same umbrella, but The Boys is a superhero television show based off of the comic book The Boys. The Boys comic book was 10 times worse than anything that they are putting on Amazon Prime. You know what I'm saying? When I say worse, I mean like graphic wise. It is a great show, a wonderful show. I love that show. It is absolutely amazing. And what they have changed from the source material, it still makes it make sense. They did a spinoff called Gen V. Gen V. I don't know. Gen V is a little bit too much on the nose. Like the Boys has a really good time of poking fun at the left and the right. But I don't know, Gen V, is it? Yeah. Gen V is more like, more so poking fun at, I thought that it was going to keep on going. Like, I figured that there would be less social commentary on some of the people that got the powers and stuff. If you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna get into it because anytime that I do, y'all wanna get mad and piss the fuck off that I'm talking about this and that. But there is a. I don't even know how to say it. Is it non-binary? Is it trans? Is it. I don't know really what the fuck is going on, but this particular character, part of their powers is that they can switch between male and female. And when they switch, that the power, like the male is like super strong, and the female, she can like, I don't know, throw like energy balls or some shit. I really don't know, but I don't know what to call that particular person. Are they non-binary? Are they gender fluid? I don't know. I figured that they would make fun of that at some point. They didn't. They took it very seriously, and I just wasn't prepared for that. I wasn't. It was a little bit too much of a shock. They, the at towards the end, spoiler alert, towards the end, they kind of talked about, they made comparisons between the right, like in real life, and people who are wanting to do bad things in the show, right? And it's kind of like, okay, but you're not really, I don't like that they didn't explore that a little bit further. You see what I'm saying? Like, at least in The Boys, you kind of get it and you kind of empathize with certain characters. Certain characters are just all the way bad. You cannot empathize with them. Some characters are all the way good and you feel really disappointed when they do something bad. But this is just, I don't know. I don't know. Gen V was all right, I guess. I think that they were, there were several scenes where they were just going for the shock value. It's like y'all didn't have to do all of that shit. In The Boys, spoiler alert, in The Boys, at the very first episode, when A-Train ran through that girl, okay, that was important to the plot. Okay, that's what kicked the whole thing off, right? Love Sausage. Love Sausage. I don't know if he's going to have a bigger role next season, but he has a very big role in the comics. The in the first episode when Starlight gets on and is assaulted by the Deep. That is an integral part. When I think it was season two, maybe season three, but I think it was season two where the little man blew up that dude from the inside and how like that was super like, whoa, y'all didn't have to go that out there with it. It kind of did. They kind of did because it was integral to the plot. They were gonna, it gets brought up again later on. So, but a lot of the things that happened in Gen V, that was not important to the plot, like at all. Not at all. And there were so many. There's a scene where one character blows up another character's penis because I think he was about, he had roofied her. They called that, his name is Rufus. And that's another thing too. Things are just way too on the nose with that shit. But they call him, or his name is Rufus, and he can roofie people. And he was about to sexually assault somebody, and she blew up his penis. And then they never went back to that. Like, she didn't know that she could use her powers in that particular way. Like, leave me alone. And then blow up somebody's dick like that. She didn't know she could do all of that. But they also go back later on in the show, and she meets someone who tells her about her powers and what she can do with it, and how she can control it and stuff like that. They didn't have to show that super graphic, and they showed it, girl. They showed every bit of it. So I don't know. Going back to it, I didn't really like Gen V as much. The Boys is really good. I'm super excited for season 4. I did watch Gen V, obviously. And so that's going to tie into season 4. And I'm just really curious to see how they're going to go along with keeping up the same type of themes that they did in seasons 1 through 3 with The Boys. All of that to say this, I don't think that there is superhero fatigue. I just think that people are sick and tired of people, of writers not knowing how to write, of producers trying to rush projects through, and actors not taking a stand and saying, hey, none of this shit would even make any fucking sense, so I'm not gonna do that. Plenty of actors do that. Moving on, speaking of superheroes and shit. John the Mages, he had his. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this. Apparently, she done took the stand, said that he hit on her. He beat on her. Why was there not a police report filed beforehand? Now, I'm not sitting up here trying to victim blame or anything like that, but if you're gonna bring it up in court, then you need to be able to have something to back it up with. Oh yeah, he used to beat on me. Okay, well, where's the report? Did you go to the hospital? Is there anything that can corroborate that? No? Then why is you bringing it up? You can't prove that he did. He can't prove that he didn't. Why would you bring this shit up? Then she said that he wanted her to be more like, and he told her that he wanted her to be more like Coretta Scott King or Michelle Obama. Told this to Grace Jabari. And I know that last name sounds black as hell, but I promise you it's not. This is a white woman. Why are you telling a white woman to be more like Coretta or Michelle? I don't understand. I don't fucking get that. Do you see yourself as Martin Luther the King? Do you see yourself as Barry Obama? Is that how you view yourself? That's why you, if you wanted a Coretta Scott King, if you wanted a Michelle V. Obama, why didn't you just date a black woman? I don't understand. I don't get this. I'm not understanding this. And is this like a common thing? Do black men who date white women want their white women to be more black? And if so, why not just date a black woman? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. See, this the reason, this one of the many reasons why I'm out of the dating game. I can't handle this shit. That is way too confusing. Way too confusing. And I wouldn't, ooh, mercy. Because obviously he wanted a black woman. So why didn't he just dump Grace to begin with? Why did he go with her to begin with? I don't understand this. I don't get it. Obviously, he wanted a black woman. He's with Megan Good right now. Now, I can't say that she a Michelle. I can't say that she a Coretta. I can't say that. I don't know. I know she quiet. I know she minds her business. I know all of that, but I don't know. It sounds way too fucking confusing. And men these days, yeah, I'm gonna say it. Men these days, y'all fucking confuse the shit. Y'all know what the hell you want. That's one another reason why I can't be in this fucking dating game. Okay? Make this make sense, please. Make it make sense, please. You want your white woman to be more black. Why? Why? Just date a black woman. As a matter of fact, no. Keep that shit somewhere the fuck else, because we ain't with it. We're not. We're just not. And that's not to say that white women are submissive or anything like that. It's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then white women who date black men, why do you allow this shit to happen? Why are you not asking this black man, why is he wasting your fucking time and giving you headaches about changing your whole ass race when he could have just went out and got one anyway? From the get-go. Why are y'all allowing this bullshit? See? None of this makes any fucking sense to me. Make this make fucking sense. You can't. It don't make no dollars. It don't make no sense. It makes about as much sense as a bag of chicken lips. Okay, moving on. Trump being a dictator. So this one person said, first day, he said that the first day that he would be president, he would become a dictator. And how would he do that? This letter is saying that, I'm like, what the fuck? When the hell did he say this? I look it up. This white nigga said that on his first day, if he gets to be president again, on his first day, even though he couldn't do it in the 4 years that he was fucking president, he said he was going to close the borders and drill, drill, drill. Now, when I heard that he said he was finna drill, 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 I was like, oh shit, Trump finna slide. Who he sliding on? We drilling now. My nigga, we drilling now. Who you finna slide on? Who is getting the bullets? Then I had to remember, oh yeah, this is an old white dude. He don't mean drilling. He means oil drilling. Okay. Now I am back. Now I get it. We on the same page. Listen, if y'all vote that man in office again, I'm going to tell you something. It really ain't going to make no bit of difference other than it'll be more entertaining. That's it. None of these motherfucking people run shit. None of them. None of these people run a motherfucking thing. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You can't pay me enough to believe this shit. They don't run any fucking thing. It's a ruse. Okay? Nobody that we actually put in office has any power to do anything in said office. You really think that they told Trump about the fucking aliens? They may have told Obama, I don't know, simply because he know how to keep his mouth shut. Clinton, I don't know if Clinton's administration knew about the aliens. I don't know if they knew about it. Because they're like, damn, you let Monica slip. Like, she out here telling secrets and shit? All right, don't tell Bill about the fucking aliens. Is he gonna run off and tell a little 20-year-old girl some of this shit while they pillow talking? And then she gonna run right to the news and be like, Bill told me. They didn't tell that nigga about no fucking aliens. Listen, that man told Barry, I don't know. He knows how to keep fucking quiet. He very well may have ran actually something when he was in office. They may have let him take the reins on a few things. But as it stands right now, no. Biden's a puppet. Trump was a puppet. Pence was a puppet. Harris is a puppet. They all fucking puppets. None of this shit fucking matters. They finna do what they finna do any damn way. It is what it is. Moving on to the next thing. this one letter said, you was right. They coming up with a new virus. All right. So check it. Boom, pow. There's another virus. It's in China. It went from China to America. Another upper respiratory virus thing. Now, over there in China, it's affecting humans and dogs. Over here, it's only affecting dogs. It's not affecting humans yet. Okay? So, it's not affecting humans yet. But it's affecting dogs. It's upper respiratory issue, new virus or whatever. If you don't think they finna lock us up, you's about as crazy as a bag of chicken lips, okay? They finna lock us up again. They finna lock us up again. They already talking about wearing masks again, okay? And I swear to God, if Dr. Fauci comes out and says one more motherfucking thing, I'ma lose my shit. I'ma lose my whole shit. Dr. Fauci need to shut the fuck up, sir. You've been doing way too much for way too fucking long. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of everything that he's standing for. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. You just doing nothing but fucking lying and fear mongering, okay? That's all that shit is. Now, someone had asked me specifically, why do you think that the virus is affecting dogs and humans over there, but not affecting humans over here? Y'all just trying to get me caught up to say some shit that I'm gonna get in trouble for. Okay, you ain't finna catch me, goddamn it. I'm not finna say it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, good, because that means that you're not in the least bit prejudiced. But everybody knows I got some prejudices. I do. I do. And y'all know what I'm thinking. Y'all know exactly what I'm thinking. I ain't finna say it. Get me in fucking trouble. Every time that I talk about fucking every time I talk about anything, y'all so be quick to call me Kanye West. Speaking of, let's get my thoughts on Israel and Hamas. I already told y'all what I thought about Israel and Hamas. Listen, like I said in the last episode, okay? Like I said, I understand. It took me a minute to get to the fucking point because it's a very touchy ass subject. But point blank in the period, okay? This don't have shit to do with us, okay? I'm gonna say it one more again for the people in the back. This don't got shit to do with us, okay? And when I say us, I don't mean just black people. I mean people here in America. Yes, it sucks what's going on over there. It's absolutely horrible what is going on over there. You know what else is absolutely horrible? All the shit that's been going on all over the fucking world for years, decades, centuries, millennia. We cannot stick our nose in every single fucking war that happens, okay? We just can't. And you know we fin to. We're about to. Because war helps the economy. It does. It does. War helps the economy. It helps it grow. It helps kind of stabilize things a little bit. Cost of living will actually match what we're fucking making. When there's turmoil for us to get into, our lives end up becoming better. What we need to do is figure out how to stay out of everybody else's business and work on just keeping us safe, sound, and secure. Okay, safe, sound, and secure without having to dig our nose in everybody else's fucking business. The motherfuckers have been fighting for years. They're gonna keep on fighting. They've been fighting. They're gonna keep on fighting long after all of this shit is said and done. Okay, it's always gonna fucking happen. Ain't nobody saying nothing else about any of the other wars that's been going around over in that fucking area, and there's plenty of them. Google it. Okay? But we so focused on this because it's Jews versus Muslims. And it's not even really like that. Like I said in the last episode, when you create an environment that oppresses and holds down a whole other set of people, you will have a revolt on your fucking hands. I'm not going to get into the whole, whether or not they should be there debate, because y'all should already know how I feel. You should already know how I feel. If you don't, oh, the fuck well. But y'all already know how I feel about
people's lands being taken from them and shoved out of their house. But guess what? Y'all created this system of oppression. So what did you think was going to happen? And now we finna step into it for why? For what? Western intervention is what started this whole fucking thing right after World War II. So don't come at me with no fucking bullshit, okay? Western intervention is what started all of this fucking nonsense.
Oh, well, if you help us win this war, we'll promise you this piece of land.
Done said that to like 8 different groups of fucking people. And now look, everybody fighting. It makes no sense. None at all. So it is what it is. That's how I feel about it. I'll be back probably next month. Now, I'm going to do an episode at the end of this month. Just kind of an update, letting y'all know where I'm at and what all I'm doing. It's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice. All right. I'm really excited. I am super excited about the things that are coming. Not just next year. I'm talking about things that are happening right now as we speak. Okay. Your girl's coming up and I love it and you should love it. And yeah. All right, y'all, that's it from me. Bye.